Welcome to Your Health. I'm Ann Goldin, and this week we're going to talk about upcoming changes in the insurance acquisition world. My guest is Amy Favre. She is the Chief Communications Officer with Cover Oregon, which is the entity that will be available as the exchange. They've been working on designing a whole system of like sort of an online mall to buy health insurance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's get our levels good. Let's talk about what it is. For most people, their insurance is going to be exactly the same in January. They have their insurance, however it works out, with their employer, right?
That's right.
And what will be different will be people who either don't have insurance or are buying their own insurance. They will be able to buy through the exchange.
That's right. So the exchange will serve, Cover Oregon, will serve individuals who are currently uninsured. Those, as you said, don't get insurance through their employer, or the insurance that they get through their employer is too expensive, and there's a formula for determining if that insurance is unaffordable. And then also Cover Oregon will serve small businesses with 50 and fewer employees.
Oh, okay. So that's another user group.
That's another user group, exactly. There's the individual side, and then there's the small business side.
Okay, so let's compare with what happens now. Like, I want to buy insurance, so I can go online and I can look at LifeWise, Blue Cross. I can look at whatever they are offering and decide whether it's available. Of course, I did this in late June last year, and at the bottom, I mean, I'm looking at all these policies with these huge deductibles, not bad in terms of premiums, but really lousy coverage. Mm-hmm. And then there was this little thing at the bottom that said 6 months exclusion for any pre-existing.
Yeah.
And I'd just been diagnosed with cancer, so I was like, oh, okay,
right.
I need care now. So that didn't work for me at all.
Right, and so if you applied for those plans, you may very well have been denied altogether.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens to a lot of folks who have pre-existing conditions that those plans would look at and say, wow, that person might be expensive down the road.
Oh, way expensive. Yeah.
So, you know, today, somebody like you who's shopping for insurance on the individual market would have to go to each company
right.
and look at what they offer and try and make heads and tails of what it is and how they compare.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard today to go individually and dig through all of the plan paperwork. Some people may use agents and or brokers, and that's the work that they can do for them.
Uh-huh.
But even then, those agents and brokers may only be working for some portion of the carriers out there. They have to be appointed by each carrier.
Oh.
So you may not really have access to all of the plans out there.
Okay.
Cover Oregon is a new online marketplace where Oregonians can go online and they can compare. They can compare plans and enroll in health coverage right then and there. And one of the key things is, much like people are used to comparing products online by clicking, you know, three different items and being able to see side-by-side comparisons,
mm-hmm.
we'll have that available through Cover Oregon. So you can make side-by-side comparisons of what each plan offers and what the costs, you know, co-pays and other cost-sharing are, so that you really understand what you're buying.
Now, they're not every insurance that's or company that sells insurance, health insurance in the state of Oregon, will be on the exchange, because companies had to apply to be in the exchange, and I think 15 did.
That's right. How it shook out at the end is that we have 11 companies participating in the individual market,
okay,
and 8 in the small group market. Some of those are participating in both.
Oh, now small group isn't a family.
Small group, no, that's a small business.
Okay.
That's for small businesses. So a family or an individual would be through one door of Cover Oregon's website, and the small business would go through a different door, and then they would have different plan offerings available to them based on where they live.
Okay, so there are 11 for individuals or families. And what if you look at it and you go, yeah, but I've already been on whatever. I've already had Blue Cross. I've already had Aetna. One of them that's not in the exchange. Can you go out and just say, well, I'm gonna just stay with the one I have?
Yeah, people absolutely can purchase you know, any plan that's sold through the state, whether it's sold through Cover Oregon or not. The key difference is that Cover Oregon has financial assistance available for people, financial help, you know, to help people pay the premiums on their plans. Mm-hmm. And that financial help is only available to people who purchase their plans through Cover Oregon.
Now, I've been, you know, watching this and looking at what's happening, and I've gone to meetings where I've seen, you know, where they have that, where you can see the screen of here's the Aetna, and here's the Providence, here's the whatever. And it looks like the premiums are quite a bit lower than what I'm paying right now.
Yeah, it really, you know, it's hard to make generalizations about how the premiums compare to last year, partly because, you know, people pay a variety. There's a spectrum of prices that people pay.
Yeah, right.
Plus, you're not comparing apples to apples in the plans. The plans sold, even this year in the individual market, are somewhat different than the plans that will be available next year. And that's because the Affordable Care Act, which created all of this, had required that every plan sold in the states starting in 2014 meet certain essential health benefits. That means that there's a floor of coverage that every plan must meet. That wasn't the case in the past.
Well, right. There was not any standardization. You could offer
That's
any
right.
garbage. I mean, we're not going to really pay for anything, but we're calling it insurance.
Yeah, exactly. That did happen in some cases. People were very surprised at what was and wasn't covered. Now, because of the essential health benefits required by the Affordable Care Act, you know, people will be guaranteed that their plans will cover certain essential items, such as prescriptions, maternity care, hospitalizations, preventative services. So, you know, things that are very important parts of any health coverage.
So we're talking about things like pap smears, mammograms, well child exams, things like that.
That's right.
Is there a dental provision, or is that outside of the scope of this?
There's the essential health benefits include pediatric dental, not for adult, although some plans do include adult coverage, and there's also additional dental coverage that can be purchased as a additional policy through coveroregon.com.
Oh, nice. Great. I didn't know that. That's good. Okay, and so let's see. There's a lot of basic coverages. Then one of the other essential changes is the whole structure of that $10,000 deductible, which was a fairly common, even with employer purchase insurances, a $10,000 deductible, in my mind, is not insurance. And that goes away in 2014.
Well, there'll still be deductibles, but there are maximum out-of-pocket costs, yes.
But deductibles can't be $10,000. Isn't there a cap on deductibles?
There is. The deductibles can still be somewhat high compared to what most people think. I think the cap is around $6,000. I'm looking for that in my notes right now, and I'm not finding it. So let me come back to that when I find it.
Okay. All right. And they're also lower. You can't ever cap out. You can always have a benefit. Right? There's not a lifetime.
That's right. There's no lifetime limits.
Okay. And then the other thing is out-of-pocket costs. How is that different?
There's also a cap on out-of-pocket costs based on for individuals and for families. And those, I believe, are in the $6,000 to $12,000 range, whether you're an individual or a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for out-of-pocket costs.
Uh-huh.
So there were plans available today that have much higher out-of-pocket costs.
Well, but there are also ones that are lower.
There could be.
Right. Well, the FMIP program, the Federal Medical Insurance Pool that is now gone, had a $1,500 out-of-pocket.
Yes.
And
I'm sorry. I'm talking about just commercial plans. Yeah.
Right.
The Federal Medical Insurance Pool was a subsidized pool through the federal government that was available sort of as a stopgap until the health insurance exchanges were ready to go.
Oh, right. Okay. So now let's talk about how many people do not have insurance in Oregon, and how many people are buying their own insurance?
There's about 600,000 people in Oregon who do not have any sort of health insurance. Those numbers are a little bit vague. It's based on a study that the Oregon Health Authority's Office of Health Policy and Research did, but that's their estimate.
Okay.
We know that we are expecting to enroll through Cover Oregon about 162,000 people through our individual plans, and that's a very low. That's our target enrollment, because we know that not everybody's going to figure out who we are in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to have a much higher enrollment, but that's our sort of conservative guess at how many might come, and so that, and that's what we're basing our financial projections on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that people don't have insurance for a variety of reasons, and primarily it's because of cost. I think once we can get the word out about the financial help that is available for people through Cover Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and people may see that, oh, in fact, I can potentially afford the premium here,
mm-hmm.
that that we'll see a much higher enrollment. People who currently purchase through the individual market, you know, they already have made the decision to pay for insurance, that the,
mm-hmm.
that the cost of the premium is worth it to them. That value proposition is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think that we will be able to attract a large number of people who currently purchase through the individual market, because those people, based on their income, will also potentially be eligible for financial help. And I think oftentimes when people hear about financial assistance, they think, well, that's nice, but I won't qualify for that. But this financial assistance that was laid out by the Affordable Care Act is it affects
most
fairly moderate income families.
Mm-hmm.
People up to 400% of the federal poverty line, you know, could be eligible for financial assistance. And just for a snapshot, for a family of four, that is $93,000 a year.
Of adjusted gross?
Adjusted gross income, yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that covers most of us.
That covers a lot of families in Oregon, which is great news. So, and of course, the amount of the assistance goes down as your income goes up, so it sort of ratchets down over that time. But
it makes sense. I mean, the person who can afford more pays more.
Exactly. So suffice it to say that we hope that everybody who is looking to purchase insurance for themselves or for their families will come on and go through our eligibility determination process online and figure out what, you know, what sort of assistance they're eligible for.
Mm-hmm.
We have available today on coveroregon.com a calculator. It's an online individual calculator, and it's just an estimate at this point, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we need to get a lot of information to be able to truly make a determination of your eligibility for financial help.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody's curious today, they can go to coveroregon.com and look at our individual calculator and just get a sense of what sort of assistance they might be eligible for.
Is there can they also get a kind of a look at how the exchange is going to look? You know, like
the look and
browsing?
Feel.
Yeah.
No, not yet. The actual website where people will be able to go in and input all of their personal information and shop for plans is still, it's in the testing phase right now. It's still
mm-hmm.
in development.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be testing that up until we go live. And so that site won't be available until we go live in October.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more and we'll talk about how this is all going to impact us, our health and our future availability. Maybe cut down on visits to ER by lots of people. You are listening to Your Health. My guest is Amy Favre. She is the Chief Communication Officer at Cover Oregon, which is developing the Health Exchange program for us. And if you want to get in on the conversation, give a call here at 503-325-0010, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Health on Coast Community Radio, and this program is streaming live at coastradio.org and will be available later as a podcast. My guest today is Amy Favre, the Chief Communications Officer with Cover Oregon, and we're talking about the new health exchange. So, Amy, let's talk about the timeline. What's happening when?
Sure. Well, right now we are still, as I mentioned, finalizing our website that will be available in October.
Okay, what happens in what date and what happens?
On October 1, we will go live, meaning our website will be available for people to buy, shop and buy plans. We're doing our launch plan conservatively at first to make sure that everybody has a quality experience. Anytime a new IT project launches or a website launches, there's always a potential for bugs to come out. We want to make sure that when people call, for example, our customer service line, that they get somebody answering the phone right away, and that their questions can get answered in a timely manner. In order to ensure that, we are going to go live on October 1 and allow people to shop for plans via a community partner or agent. So community partners are the community-based organizations all around the state in every county that are there to help people go through the online enrollment process. Agents are insurance agents or brokers who are licensed by the state to sell insurance, and those are folks who have been trained to help people make choices about which plan is best for them or best for their families. So we are partnering with agents across the state and community organizations to help people enroll in coverage. So for the first couple of weeks that our site is live, we'll be asking our customers to work with a community partner or agent to enroll in a plan.
So who might be a community partner? Agents are obvious. You know, a lot of us have agents that we deal with life insurance and whatever, car insurance. We know about brokers and agents, but what's a community partner?
A community partner is a community-based organization. It could be,
You mean like the food bank?
It could be the food bank. Okay. It's hard. I don't want to give names of places because, you know, I don't know that all these places have applied to be community partners. It could be a county health department. It could be a food bank. It could be a organization where youth go for after-school activities. It really could be, you know, any type of nonprofit or community-based organization in a town, in a county that's working, that has decided that it fits with their mission to help people enroll in health coverage. So.
Is it possible that it could be even a clinic or a hospital?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It could be. Yeah, we are working with the Oregon Health Authority to fund community groups around the state to do this work. And so we'll be announcing the first round of partners probably in the next week or so as we finalize contracts. We also have a request for grant proposals out right now for additional community groups and provider groups. So that's the county health departments, the hospitals, really any providers out there who think it would be helpful to enroll folks in coverage to help them to do that work. So we will ultimately have a searchable database on our website so that if you live in Clatsop County, you can go to coveroregon.com. It's not available yet, but it will be within the next month or so. Mm-hmm. You can go to coveroregon.com and find out which community partners and agents are working in your area that have been certified and trained by Cover Oregon to help you.
Mm-hmm. And so then they can navigate all the different 11 plans and come up with the best one for you.
Yeah, an agent can do that. If you are looking for help in really picking which plan you want, then the best place to go is an insurance agent because they've been trained and licensed by the state to do that. If what you're looking for is help navigating the website and putting in knowing which information you need to have with you in order to put it into the website, then a community partner or an agent can help you with that.
Uh-huh. So like you need to gather together your tax return and your wage statement and stuff like that.
Yeah, putting out information to help people know what they need to have in front of them. Mm-hmm. Much like when you do your taxes, you know you need to have your W-2s and you know you need to have receipts maybe from some charitable donations that you've made. And just like that, we'll have a list of things that would be helpful to have with you, your prior year tax return, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how are people going to find these community partners?
We will have a searchable database on our website, coveroregon.com. We don't have it yet, but we will. We're working on building that as we know who our community partners and agent partners are, so that people can search by the county or the town where they live. We also have customer service representatives available right now on our customer service line, which is 855-COVER-OR. And that line is staffed right now from 8 to 5 every day. And people can call with any questions or look for referrals there.
Oh, okay. And so then as these community partners and broker dealers, whatever, come on, then they'll all be populating all the, everyone will know about these, the customer
that's,
service
that's right,
people.
That's right, exactly. We're training agents and community partners right now. We've already trained close to 1,000 agents, and I believe upwards of 400 or 500 community partners. We're doing trainings every week in every county. Well, not in every county every week, but we're doing trainings every week, and we're getting across to all of the counties in the state. And we'll be doing that through September.
That's great. Well, you know, I think that, you know, when I go through my week, I run into people that really, really don't have any idea that all this is going on. Some people may be just be afraid that there are changes coming and it can't be good. And mm-hmm. I think there's a natural tendency of people to want things to be the same, even if the same is lousy.
Right, right.
and when people say, oh, the Affordable Care Act is terrible. And I go, wait a minute. Affordable Care Act saved my bacon. You know, it gave me a mechanism, which was the FMIP, mm-hmm. to have insurance, the only insurance I could buy in the United States.
That's right. Yeah, we have, and we also have, at the state, we have the Oregon Medical Insurance Pool, OMIP, which is similar. It's been around for quite a while, and it also has been essential in covering people who've been denied insurance due to pre-existing conditions.
Except that it has a six-month...
Right, it has an exclusion period as well.
Right.
So it hasn't been ideal. It also for some folks has been, though a lifesaver for some, has been too expensive for others.
Right. And the FMIP was terribly, terribly expensive. But
yes,
you know,
and for some who can make that work, it's been a lifesaver.
Right.
But for others, it's simply not been an affordable option.
Right.
Now with the Affordable Care Act changes starting in January 1, no insurance carrier can turn down somebody because of a pre-existing condition.
Now
and that is a huge change in our marketplace.
Huge. And they can't even ask.
They can't even ask. That's correct.
Okay,
There's what's called medical underwriting.
So they can ask your sex, your age, where you live.
And whether or not you use
smoke.
Tobacco.
Right. And that's it.
Yes, that's
no,
right.
No other questions. And so, one of the things that used to blow my mind was people I'd know would get pregnant and then they'd go to get insurance and they'd be told they have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
Well, pregnancy is not a condition to begin with. I mean, that was so awful. And of course, the FMIP and the OMIP and everything covers pregnancy, no question. So there's no, if you have a six-month waiting period for pregnancy, that's not
right,
very helpful.
It doesn't really help you a whole lot.
No.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So that's one of the great changes that's coming about. And then with the online marketplaces such as Cover Oregon that will be working in every state, people will be able to, you know, they'll know that every plan is going to have certain things the same. They can't deny you for pre-existing conditions. It'll have access to these certain essential health benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But then aside from that, people will be able to really look at the different plans and compare on side by side, you know, what are the copays for different services? What are the coverages for different services? And find the plan that really is right for them, as well as find out if they're eligible for some financial assistance to help pay those premiums.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about at the older end. So there are probably people who will be they've retired. They're not Medicare age yet because we have a lot of people retiring early, and they'll be dropping off whatever health insurance if they've been buying, or maybe they don't have insurance either. But maybe in the next year or within 3 years, they'll be eligible for Medicare. Will that be kind of a seamless transition for them from maybe the health exchange option to Medicare?
You know, folks will still have to go through the normal process to apply
for
and get on to Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
What we can offer them in the meantime is, you know, if they make a decision to retire at an age younger than they're eligible for Medicare before they're 65, then they will have an ability to shop for an individual plan through Cover Oregon and, you know, of course, not be denied for pre-existing conditions and still be able to find out if they are eligible for that financial assistance. So it's really great, you know, not only for folks who are thinking thinking about retiring, but we hear from a lot of people. My brother is one of them who currently works for an employer, but off and on through his career has been a consultant and would really rather be doing that again. But, you know, he carries health insurance right now for himself and his wife. And, you know, going into the individual market is too expensive. They're worried about pre-existing conditions. So he's been staying at his job partly because of his insurance.
Oh, now, man, do we hear that all the time?
Exactly. So starting in January, he's told me, now he lives in Washington, but he's watching what the exchange is doing up there, that he's going to look at, you know, getting his insurance through their online marketplace. And folks in Oregon can come to coveroregon.com. And it may, we think it's going to really free a lot of people up because we all know folks who are staying in their jobs because of their health insurance.
Right. And as health insurance is becoming more and more expensive, it's going up for the employers. The employers are offloading more of that expense onto the employees. And basically, even if your employer is supposedly buying it, you're paying for it. And so if you could really look at that and make a different choice, say, you know, I really don't like this job. And I can buy my own insurance at about the same price or maybe less, and have a life I'd rather have.
Yeah, people will be able to kind of make those personal calculations and see what works for them. You know, under the Affordable Care Act, employers who offer offer coverage will be able to also come through CoverOregon.com and find out if they're eligible for a tax credit to help them pay their portion of the premiums, and then they have to pay at least 50% of those premiums. So there's something on CoverOregon.com for employers as well who are committed to offering insurance, and there's a lot of employers who are very committed to offering affordable insurance to their employees, but it's getting increasingly difficult for them to do so.
Right.
So through CoverOregon.com, we will offer employers not only a chance to see if they can qualify for this financial assistance through the form of a tax credit, but also they'll be able to give additional choices to their employees. Right now, small businesses, they offer one plan to their employees. And we have heard over and over again from employers saying, you know, it's really hard. Every year we go through a process of trying to figure out what's the best plan that meets the needs of all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no one plan that meets all the needs. So there may be somebody like yourself, Anne, who's a cancer survivor, and there may be somebody who's 22 and perfectly healthy, and they don't need the same thing out of their plan.
Right.
They use their health care very differently. And yet they're trying to find a plan that works for everybody that they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Through Cover Oregon, employers would be able to, if they want to, set up accounts and set up defined contributions. So they can say, you know, they can select how much they're going to contribute to each employee's plan. Let's say they decide they're going to contribute $400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And they can set up the accounts. And then those employees can go online and they can go shopping for their plans.
Oh, God, that is brilliant. So that eliminates that one size fits all, because one size never fits all.
That's right.
Oh, that's brilliant. So I think this is a piece that people really don't know about.
No, and we've been working to get the word out to employers, partly through agents, because many small employers work with an agent to shop for their health insurance. So partly by training and certifying agents around the state, we're helping to get the word out. We're also working with tax advisors who often work with small businesses to kind of make these decisions, and business associations around the state. We do presentations every week to community groups and to groups of businesses, chambers of commerce, and the like, to help get the word out about what's available through CoverOregon.com.
That is great. Well, thank you so much for coming. I can't believe the time is up.
Is it really? It was fast. It was a great conversation. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My guest has been Amy Favre. She is the Chief Communication Officer with Cover Oregon. And if you missed part of this or want to get this information to someone you know, go to Coast Community. Let's see. Oh, God. Now I can't do the website. What is it? CoastRadio.org. I'm sorry. And within an hour, it will be there, and there'll be a link to Cover Oregon so you can get all that information, and you can send this information to someone who you know. Maybe you know a small business owner that is drowning in insurance decisions, and they have a better option now coming. And these are people with less than 50 employees. Or 50.
That's right, 50 or fewer.
50 or fewer.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Amy. Thank you for
Thank
talking
you.
With me. This has been great. I'm Ann Goldine.